Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and we are on the topic of constipation, and we are doing a correlation with a vitamin D deficiency. We have been identifying all different areas that could contribute to constipation after gastric sleeve and gastric bypass surgeries, so you have options. We've discussed that sometimes, for some individuals, increasing fiber, fluids, and exercise hasn't solved the problem, and they need a different approach. So that's what we're doing. We are uncovering some different things to consider. This is all about thinking out of the box and really getting a little more personal with your body and what could be driving it and what link you may be missing to getting a better result that you're seeking for. So, vitamin D deficiency and constipation. So, we're gonna cover a little bit about vitamin D and how it all works, but then we'll get into a study and kind of explain that study so that you kind of see a perspective that could help you with your health. So, most of you already know that we can get vitamin D from the sun. So the sun touches our skin, then the liver and the kidneys is what activates that vitamin D that we get from the sun and turns it into the vitamin D that we can use once it turns it into the active form. So many are already aware that vitamin D deficiency is involved in inflammatory bowel disease and irritable bowel syndrome, so IBD and IBS. It's also common in obesity, and it's very typical when you have a low vitamin D to have depression issues. And that's that seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, that some people experience every winter. So we already know those correlations. We already know, vitamin D, how it kind of works with our skin and then our liver or kidneys to give us a vitamin that we can utilize. This study in 2019, the World Journal of Gastroenterology, it was titled Chronic Functional Constipation Strongly Linked to Vitamin D Deficiency. So this was with patients with motility disorders. And these patients had low vitamin D. They had a low quality of life and psychological tests results. So they were pulling in this depression and anxiety piece that are common with vitamin D deficiency. And then the, IBS and IBD, they were connecting those dots. I will say it lacked the obesity piece, and we'll get to that in a minute. But they did cover, the quality of life surveys and just anxiety and depression that kind of correlates with a low vitamin D. So, which we do see that with patients who really struggle with IBS and IBD, they have higher levels of anxiety and depression. Usually anybody who's struggling with digestive issues are going to have issues with depression, anxiety, or just quality of life issues. So those are things that we always have to consider, because it's impacting how you feel and your mood and your ability to connect in the world. So this study was with 86 patients with functional constipation and motility disorders, and then 86 healthy controls. So a small study. Although we all cannot derive an answer from this one study on such a few number of people, But again, I think if you are struggling with constipation after gastric sleeve and gastric bypass, I think you have to consider all avenues. And I'm all about optimizing. Let's optimize some of these numbers and let's see if you don't get better results. Will it be the main thing or the only thing that fixes it? It's unlikely unless you've already hit the majority of maybe the pieces that you were lacking and this was all that you were missing. So potentially, but in my eyes, it's probably unlikely that, you know, increasing your vitamin D to optimal levels is going to correct all constipation. But I think when you tie it with the other areas and really optimizing those, then that really does help. So what they deemed as deficient was a level of less than 20. So for perspective, usually a lab reference range is 30 to 100. Clinically, I have seen some labs even do less. They capped them at 50. But most typically, the standard is 30 to 100. So they use kind of the standard protocol for vitamin D deficiency was anything less than 20. Insufficient is 20 to 29, and sufficient was greater than 30. In my world, in the functional world, we like to optimize things, and we like to keep things at better levels for prevention and for protection. So I'm not just trying to correct a problem or a deficiency. I'm trying to optimize it so that we prevent things in the future. So we're trying to get you to a better place so that you don't have problems. Maybe we can optimize some of these digestive issues and mood issues by maintaining this level higher. So personally, I'm striving for 50 to 75 as my ideal reference range. There's a lot of data to back that with cancer protection. So there's reasons, and there are ways that you are serving yourself by keeping that level a little higher. So in the study, the participants, the average vitamin D with the functional constipation was a 14.6, so definitely deficient. The controls were 28.6, so insufficient. But in my world, that's pretty low. If I want 50 to 75, we got a ways to go. Then the BMI, this is where the obesity piece was lacking. And with the functional constipation, their BMI was 23.7. The control was 24.6. So healthy BMIs, it would have been awesome to have an obese group and to compare those numbers. To see the difference. So, and I would say for most bariatric patients, if you get into the healthy BMI range, you unlikely will maintain that for life. Most typically, we see that you would maintain in the overweight category beautifully. So to us, that's kind of the healthy BMI range for weight loss surgery patients is in that overweight category. And I would say most clinicians are not super big fans of the BMI charts and don't really follow them for all of their guidance. So it gives us perspective and it helps give us information. Some of the tests, I would say maybe, you know, flaws or things that were identified after was, or just some interesting facts, was that the test was drawn in the summer. This test was, group that did this testing was from Italy, and they drew all these numbers in the summer. Well, typically that's when we are at our highest, is in the summer with our vitamin D, because we're going to get exposed to more sunshine. So it would be interesting to correlate what happens in the winter months. They also did find most of their participants were female. I would say that's standard for bariatric patients as well. They were a younger group. 49 to 50 was the average age, and typical for bariatric patients as well. And then, of course, that normal BMI is what they, you know, saw with the test participants. So one thing that I would have loved to have seen that I feel like is missing that's important is the genetics. So genetic SNPs of VDR, which is the vitamin D receptor, and the CYP2R1, which is a cytochrome P450 family of enzymes. And this is what converts the vitamin D to the active form. So that vitamin D125. Usually we draw for blood work the vitamin 25OH is what is drawn and not the 125 vitamin D. So when we are looking at this, I feel like this was missing information, because I feel like if we would have known those genetic SNPs on these individuals, maybe that's why their vitamin D's were low. I don't know enough to understand the Italian group, if they are more prone to these type of genetic SNPs or not. But again, I think it's information that would be helpful into understanding that, you know, if you have motility issues or digestive issues correlating with constipation, and you have depression, and maybe you even still struggle with being in the obese BMI range, these facts would be helpful. It would help us know which way to go with you. So again, this is one little tool in your toolbox to evaluate and try to optimize. Once you get in the mode or your brain thoughts towards protection and prevention and optimizing levels so that you feel your best, normal reference ranges are not for every person. Some of us have to be at the higher end of normal just to feel like ourselves. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's where that genetic piece, over time, we will understand better, and that will kind of evolve with the years and decades to come. But right now, I think you have to take the information you have. If your bariatric team is already checking your vitamin D, which they should, figure out where do you fall on this vitamin D reference range. And if you are just barely over 30, work on it. Get out in the sun for 15 to 20 minutes with no sunscreen every day. Try to get that sun exposure. Work on vitamin D-rich foods. Try to get some of those things incorporated in your life. And maybe find out those genetics and see if that's holding you back. What about fat malabsorption? Because it is a fat-soluble vitamin as well. So I think that information is one piece to a big puzzle of constipation. So learning how to optimize it and see if that kind of helps improve any of your symptoms is a great strategy to start with. So I hope that has helped, and stay tuned for more videos on constipation. We're excited to have you here, and hope you have a great day.